Conditions poorly last night. You went to your sister's house, and her house got hit. Your home, meanwhile, avoided any kind of damage. But luckily, you all did get out safely last night. Is that correct?
We did. We were very lucky. Very lucky.
So what did you do leading up to the storm? What kind of preparation did you make? How far in advance did you get there? What did you do during the storm? What did you see here? What all that?
Well, we was, of course, watching television, and they were telling us Mayflower, and I only live like a half a mile from her, but I live in a mobile home, and my other sister's house is so-so. So we just made a decision that we were going to go up there, and we got in the car, and fast as we could drive, flew up there, and we got in the house. Of course, as everyone, we were standing out on the deck watching watching for the storm. And then my niece, who lives in the plantation, River Plantation, whose house got blown away, she happened to be there too. And my son and a couple of them were watching, and they saw the debris field coming. And we all ran and got in the hallway. We got blankets and cushions from the couch and covered up in them. We all told each other we loved each other, and then it started. And it was just like 1,000 baseballs hitting the house at the same time. And then, I mean, in 30 seconds, it was over.
So, did she lose walls? Was the roof ripped off? What kind of damage did the house sustain?
Two trees or three of my sister's house. All the glass on the back side of the house is gone. We got 25 trees completely pulled up front.
Carrie, I think we lost her. Obviously, cell service may not be great in the areas that were affected yesterday, but appreciate the update on that, Carrie. It's I can't imagine. And again, you talk about it. You know what you're supposed to do, but the actual process of sitting there thinking, I'm putting blankets and pillows over my head to protect myself from a freaking tornado, when you get to that point, I mean, we've done the Frady Hole closet thing once,
yeah.
I think, since in the 10 years I've lived in the house that I live in. I don't think I ever took shelter when I lived in an apartment before I lived in a house before I moved here. And when I grew up, we had tornadoes where I grew up too, and we had a basement, so we never really got too freaked out about it. But man, that process of actually going through it and doing it in preparation for a pending tornado, and then you feel it ripping the house up, I can't imagine. Scary stuff. Anyway, one thing cop security cannot help you with is certainly against the tornado, like what we sustained last night all over the state, unfortunately. But if you are trying to keep your family and your stuff safe, cop security is the way to go. Based in Alexander, they'll go anywhere in the great state of Arkansas to help make sure your stuff is safe and your home is safe. And it's varying levels of technology. You want the high-end system, they can hook you up with that, and it can be everything to you can have an app that can lock the doors, unlock the doors, change the temperature of your home. You can turn off lights, on lights, all from that app. It's amazing. Or if you go a little more low-based, it's rates start at $24.99 a month, and there's no contract to sign. It's all cell-based security. It's pretty remmarkable stuff. And if you get to arm your system, you'll get a text to remind you after you leave. Hey, you forgot to arm the system, big guy. It's customized to fit your house and your budget. That's what's great about it. So if you want to go $24.99, very affordable rate to start. And again, no contract, so as long as you're happy, and you will be, you keep it in your home. And again, they have some more high-end stuff with video and photography where they'll take pictures of somebody if they break in. 501-315-9313. It's Cop Security.